You're listening to SBS News.
Despite his stunning fall from grace, former Prime Minister Najib Razak still had his supporters outside the Kuala Lumpur court. Inside, the man who ruled Malaysia for almost a decade faced allegation of corruption on an almost unimaginable scale. Billions of dollars stolen from a state investment fund called 1MDB is alleged to have gone to Mr. Najib and those close to him. For years, his allies and family splashed out on luxury handbags, Picasso paintings, mega yachts and parties, and financed Hollywood films, allegedly funded by 1MDB. In total, the global investigations are alleging over $6 billion was misappropriated from the fund. The House of Cards came tumbling down in May last year when Mr. Najib lost in a shock general election and the new government headed by former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad came to power. Mr. Mahathir promised a swift investigation and to bring to justice those involved in the 1MDB scandal. Mr. Najib's wife, Rosma Mansa, also faces corruption charges. And the whereabouts of Jolo, a financier at the centre of the scandal, remains unknown. It's almost a year since the election, and what's been dubbed the trial of the century is just getting underway, after Mr. Najib's legal team sought several lengthy delays to the start date. Outside court, Mr. Najib's lawyer, Shafi Abdullah, sounded confident.
If Dato' Sri Najib is called to give his version, not just you. I'm looking forward to it because he's got a lot to say.
Mr. Najib faces 42 separate charges of money laundering and corruption relating to the 1MDB fund, which will be spread out across several different trials. In total, he faces up to 100 years in prison if found guilty. He has pleaded not guilty to all the charges. News of the scandal, which began to emerge in 2015, has prompted international investigations in the United States, United Kingdom, Switzerland, and Singapore. In Australia, authorities have been muted in their response. Green Senator Peter Whish-Wilson has criticised the Australian authorities' response to the scandal.
Look, I think it's been very lacklustre. They've certainly required prompting to provide some information. And what's really important with a scandal like 1MDB and a potential Australian involvement in it is that we learn from this. That's government, that's regulators, and that's businesses themselves. And unless we actually get some transparency around what's occurred, then none of us are actually going to be able to learn from it and, of course, improve outcomes for everyone.
In response to questions put on notice by Green Senator Whish-Wilson, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission says is in touch with Malaysian authorities, but is yet to receive a formal request for assistance. ASIC has not investigated 1MDB and is not aware of illicit funds being laundered through the Australian financial or banking system, the ASIC statement says. Senator Whish-Wilson says that response isn't good enough, as the scandal has been public for several years.
Over the years, as this information has become evident and available through books, through investigative journalism, I think there's been plenty of prompts there for the Australian regulators to get into gear and make sure that no Australian individuals have been involved in any illicit or corrupt behaviour.
Separately, one of Australia's big four banks has found itself inadvertently caught up in the scandal. It is claimed millions of dollars allegedly siphoned from 1MDB made its way into Mr. Najib's private bank accounts, which were held at the Malaysian bank AmBank. ANZ has been the single largest shareholder in AmBank since 2006 and appointed key management positions at the bank, as well as being able to hold up to four seats on the 12-seat AmBank board. At the time of the scandal, former ANZ employee Ashok Ramamurthy was the chief executive officer at AmBank. ANZ's current CEO Shayne Elliott sat on the board of AmBank during the period from 2013 to 2015. ANZ has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing and said none of its staff had anything to do with 1MDB or alleged money laundering at AmBank.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.